Hello and welcome to Themed for Your Pleasure, the pseudo-official podcast of the Hugo-nominated fanzine Journey Planet. And I'm Chris, and with me as always is...
Vanessa.
Vanessa, darling, answer me a question. If you ran over someone with your car, and there was no one around, what would you do?
Oh, you know, I actually have a lot of first responder training, so I would jump out of my car and try and help. If it was obviously a lost cause, or perhaps it wasn't my fault, I don't know. That's a really tough question. I would like to think I would do the right thing, but...
Yeah, I'm driving off into the sunset. I am gone. I am blinkers to borders there, right? I am not stopping until I run out of gas, and then I'm getting out and walking. I am putting as much distance between me and any DNA evidence as possible between that event.
Straight to the car wash to scrub your bumper.
Oh, more than that. I'm actually going to do it by hand. I'm going to make sure that there's no, you know. Or actually, I'm going to pay neighborhood kids to do it. So when you, well, there'd probably be one less. But, sorry.
That was dark.
That was a little dark, actually. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Well, you know why I bring this up.
And why would that be?
Well, we watched a short film together called The Fall.
Yes, which I didn't quite... The short film was fabulous, absolutely wonderful. But I didn't quite get the title, unless you're just talking about the fall of morals.
That could well be, yes. It's made by a Belgian filmmaker named Christophe Hornert. I hope I got that right, Christophe, if you're listening, please write in. And it's... It's basically that question. It's two people go into the forest. They get lost going somewhere.
Yep.
And they go into a forest and they hit something.
Yeah, the question of, do you get out of the car and check? Do you keep driving? If you get out of the car and check, are you responsible for cleaning up whatever you just did? Meh.
It's a good question. And, you know, we see our characters, these two spectacular actors. I really like the bear dude. He was awesome.
It was really interesting with the way that it was shot, because it was obvious that it was mainly just two people filming it.
Yeah.
Most of the shots are in the car and them driving, and mostly silent. And it almost lingers on too long, to the point where, like, you know, if people are laughing and it stops becoming funny, then suddenly it becomes funny again. This was kind of like that, but without the laughter.
Yes, this is it. It's sad, and then it stops being sad, but then it becomes sad again. It goes all the way through. And it was amazing that all the shots inside the car are completely static. It's like that's the camera pinned down without movement. And when they get out of the car, we start to see a little bit of movement. But still, the takes are really long, like several minutes long.
Yeah, which actually made it really interesting because you have to... The actors did an incredible job because that's all you have. You have their facial expressions kind of portraying the... When you're sitting in a car on a road trip with somebody and you're kind of happy to be there, but kind of annoyed that you're still in the car.
Yeah, and one of the things that I love about this movie is when they do get out of the car, the cinematographer and the director were not afraid of distance. They weren't afraid of... They had that great scene where they actually fought somewhat physically as he's trying to pull her back, and it's played way off. No change of focus at all, but they're just way out there.
Yeah, she runs out into the woods and he chases after her, and the entire exchange between them happens out in the middle of the woods without any zoom in.
Yeah, it's really good. It's kind of dark.
Yeah, it was amazing. And even, like, the lighting and everything, because they're in the woods, it's incredibly dark with really simple colors, nothing, like, overly bright. Really matched the mood of it. It was really well done.
Yeah, it's a really moody piece. I mean, at the beginning, it's literally the two of them for like 2 minutes just silently driving through things until he says something. There used to be an improv game we would call called, what was it? High Tension, where no one could say anything until one person broke in the scene. And sometimes that would go on 3, 4, 5 minutes, just two people on stage doing nothing until bam. And it worked. It was really, really powerful, I thought.
Yes, but I would highly recommend this. It was called The Fall.
Mm-hmm. Christophe Hornert, and I'll have a link to the page on his website that's dedicated to it. It's a beautiful movie. I recommend seeing it.
So do I.
Well then. Well, I'm going to drive home tonight, and hopefully I don't hit any bumps along the way.
Good luck.
And this has been Theme for Your Pleasure.